Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody today? As always, I want to thank you guys for honoring me and allowing me to spend some time with you and to share my thoughts, my beliefs, and some news and events that are presently going on around your world and in your world. Today, we have a great honor. We have members from the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers who have actually proposed and submitted a bill that's in front of the House to get a Buffalo Soldier commemorative license plate done for the Commonwealth of Virginia. This plate is going to be for all of those in the Virginia area that want to, you know, have a symbol of African-American history and a great symbol of African-American history, as you would see in the Buffalo Soldiers. The Buffalo Soldiers were the first African-Americans actually acknowledged and allowed into the U.S. military. This was an act that that took place back after the Civil War, and the 39th Congress enacted this act to increase the fixed peacetime establishment of the U.S. military, and it was approved by the President on the 28th of July, 1866, and included the establishment of two regiments, and the two regiments was a cavalry regiment and, of course, four infantry groups of what we would call colored men back then. I know a lot of African Americans don't like being called colored men, but anyway, the fact is that these gentlemen are pioneers and had made history. They also have a very great and proud history because they did some things that were amazing for their time. But anyway, I'm not going to try to get all into the story because I've got an actual historian on here. And the two main people that are responsible for this effort are Terrence Davis and Joan Thomas. Terrence Davis, we call him Stormtrooper, and he's a member of the Buffalo Soldiers, and Miss Joan Thomas, who we also call her, a.k.a. is Queen Bee. These two people have worked very diligently and hard to try to get this plate enacted, and presently, like I said, the bill is in front of the House. But what they're also trying to do is they're trying to also raise their numbers. In order for this plate to come to fruition, Blog Talk fans and everybody that's listening, we need about 450 people. The Buffalo Soldiers have close to half of that number now, but we need more people to step up. So with no further ado and without me wasting any more time so that Terrence can get on, we have Terrence with us today, and he's going to share with us some information on what they've done, what they need, and how you, be it black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter your ethnicity, can also help us to make this dream come to fruition. Terrence, are you there?
How's that, Mr. Z? How you doing? And thank you for that introduction and the brief history of the Buffalo Soldiers. It's very good. Outstanding. Thank you very much.
Okay. Terrence, could you tell the people in Blog Talk, actually, since we have a little bit of time, could you give us a short, more in-depth synopsis on the overall Buffalo Soldiers, and then from there we'll talk a little bit more about the actual license plate that the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers is doing on behalf of all of the Buffalo Soldiers and all people that are lovers and respectful of the history and African-American history about it.
Sure, absolutely, Z. Just like you said, the Buffalo Soldiers was created after the Civil War. And, you know, during the Civil War, none of the African-Americans were allowed to be considered part of the United States Army, not until 1866 when Congress authorized the formations of these six African-American units, two cavalry and four infantry, which for a peacetime mission, at which time this is the first time in our history that African-Americans were allowed to be considered part of the United States history. And with that said, the 9th and 10th, which we are absolutely called the Buffalo Soldiers, the Indians gave them this name because of their fighting tenacity, as they wore the buffalo hide in the winter. They come charging looking like wild buffalo. So the Cheyenne gave them this name. But not only did they they helped pave the way west. They also ran all the telegraph lines, mapped out the roads, the water areas, built the forts, and they pretty much helped pave the way to the west. These Buffalo Soldiers also continued from 1866 on up until 1944. That's when the military was no longer separated, but they integrated into the military up in during the Korean War.
Yes, sir. And what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, with that integration is that they allowed blacks and whites to actually be together in the U.S. military. So, again, the Buffalo Soldiers are a monumental part of what we would call the forgotten history of America. And these gentlemen, as Terrence was saying, they paved the way in a lot of different areas. You know, they ran more telegraph wire. They ran more mail than the U.S. Postal Service. I mean, these guys did some phenomenal things, and they did it under very adverse conditions. And when I say adverse conditions, even though there were African Americans in the military, and they held several ranks, most of the officers that were actually assigned to the Buffalo Soldiers were Caucasian. They were white. And it was not considered to be an honor, even though they were great and fierce fighting men and had also gone abroad and fought wars and different campaigns. A lot of these Caucasians at the time, it was considered to them to be a demotion to actually have to work with African-American soldiers. And Terrence can touch on that because there was one actual famous general who refused. Would you like to hit on that, Terrence?
Absolutely. Thank you, Z. I'm glad you brought that point up because, as you said, although these were African-American all-black units, the officers were all to be commanded by white officers. However, there was this one famous general that everybody looks back to this time period was and believed that he was the one that was credited for all of this out there. This guy's name was General Armstrong, George Armstrong Custer, who actually refused to command the 10th Cavalry because they was black soldiers. However, he eventually took the command of the 7th Cavalry. And if you look back in history, you know the episode of the 7th Cavalry, how they was overran a couple of times during, the Wounded Knee, Little Bighorn. And what's so ironic, it was the 10th Cavalry who actually came to their rescue at one time to pull them out when they was just about defeated and wiped out.
That is amazing.
And also, if I may mention,
And the other thing is that now there eventually were black officers within the Buffalo Soldiers, but that was much later. And then that also, because of the jobs that they were given, which were mostly administrative, that also started some ruckus. But anyway, the Buffalo Soldiers have a great history, not only for men serving in the Buffalo Soldiers, but also women. Kathy Williams was also a Buffalo Soldier, and she had masked herself to be a man and also was a proud member of that organization until things came around, or should I say things came out. But anyway, there's a number of different organizations that also support this type of history. There's other, the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers is not the only Buffalo Soldiers organization in the Virginia area, and also not the United States. The last time I checked, there was about 97 chapters throughout the United States, and there also are also other great organizations that also are trying to keep history alive and trying to share the knowledge of the African American and those that served in the military. You have the U.S. Black Cavalry Family, which is also another motorcycle organization. Even though they're not a motorcycle club, they are a motorcycle riding club. And that's another one who is ran by a gentleman by the name of T.C. Cosley, who is definitely very well-respected and well-known. And he was also at one time the president of the National Buffalo Soldiers. But he left for his own reasons and started his own group. But anyway, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say one other thing really quickly. I said in the beginning that the license plate is for anyone that has a respect for the history of the Buffalo Soldiers, the spirit of the Buffalo Soldiers, and the things that they've done, and would be proud to display this license plate that we're trying to get enacted on their vehicle. But please understand that the Buffalo Soldiers as a whole, the history part is the history part, and we're proud of it. But the Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Club is not a black club. There's a strong belief that the club is just an African-American club. It is not. There are Caucasians and other ethnicities in there. They also have women that ride what we call iron horses in their club, and that's the same thing for the Black Cavalry family. You know, these clubs are not any one race. There are multiple races within a club that has respect for the history of our great nation and those that have served in our military, not only in the past but to present, and we honor all of them by riding what we would call our iron horses. Now, with that said, Joan has also been a very key motivator in bringing this to fruition. So it's really not just Terrence. It's also Miss Joan Thomas or Queen Bee that's also been instrumental in doing this. But the goal, as I'm again going to let Terrence more elaborate on, is for us to get the 450 people that have prepaid and given in their information to us so that we can submit that, so that once this bill is passed, we've got everything in line and we can go ahead and get our 450. Now, we're hoping that before that even comes, we have well over 2,000 people. But in order for us to do that, we need you to step up. So with that, without any further ado, let me give Terrence so that he can give you a little bit more on the history of where we are with the license plate, the commemorative license plate for the Buffalo Soldiers, and how you can step forward to help this great organization honor another group of great men, women, and, again, our present military by you taking an active part. Terrence?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Z. Again, I'd like to start off with saying that although I am a member of the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldier Club, this plate is being created not as a motorcycle group, but as proud African Americans who are really proud of our history of the Buffalo Soldiers. And it was just a thought one day to, you know, let's create a plate for everybody in the state of Virginia can wear on their car to represent these heroes that nobody really remembers, or they're not being told of as much. So Joan Thomas, Miss Joan Thomas, who actually took the lead of this initiative, contacted members down in Virginia General Assembly. And we just happened to notice that last week we was contacted by a Mr. Mark Kim, who made the proposal to the General Assembly to put forth the bill, which is a House Bill number 1040, for the issuance of a Buffalo Soldier commemorative license plate. And just as this Monday, we also received word that the bill has been forwarded to the Department of Transportation subcommittee for them to take a look at it and for them to vote. With this said, this license plate is no more than the license plate that you wear on your car now. It's when you go to, you know, re-register your vehicle. The license plate is cost $10 for a regular license tag. But if you have personalized tag, the cost is $20. Unlike some specialty plates that go out there that are placed out on the market is to help create revenues to support seven charities and stuff, this plate was designed with the thought of, we just want to have a plate that represents our fallen heroes. It's just the regular cost of the plate. No other money's involved in it. Nobody's getting any money off of it. It just goes to the state. And right now, I've collected within the last 2 days approximately 50 applications to add to the 140, I believe, that we already had. But like Mr. G said, it is very vital that we reach out to the masses of everybody in Virginia and appeal to you to help support this plate. If you have any inkling to recall the history or want to know more about the history, it shows our pride in the history of the Buffalo Soldiers. And at present, like I said, the bill is in the Department of Transportation Subcommittee, who meets every Tuesday at 7:30. So this can come up for vote just as early as next week. And if it is voted on and passed, we have a week or 2 weeks after that to present the 450 prepaid applications to the General Assembly in order for them to create this plate. Now, once these plates are created, the Department of Motor Vehicles, if you have submitted your prepaid application, will send you in the mail your license plate. And once all of these 450 prepaid applications have been produced, the DMV will release this as just another specialty license plate. It will hang up alongside all the other special license plates in all the DMVs throughout the state of Virginia. So, again, we appeal to all state residents to jump aboard, help support this. We'll really be appreciated to get this plate created so we can honor so few who have helped so many by paving the way west for the United States.
So, ladies and gentlemen, again, on the website, if you look at the website and you're watching it on this blog talk, there is all of the information to get in touch with Terrence and to get in touch with Joan as far as emails. Please also remember that these applications that get filled out are not to be sent to the Department of Transportation or to DMV. Those applications need to be, you need to talk to Joan and Terrence about how to go ahead and get your particular application processed. We actually have all of the information on the website, the link to the Buffalo Soldiers site, and where to go on the Buffalo Soldiers site so that you can get a look at the plate. If you want to have an idea of what the plate looks like, the first picture on the scroll, the one with the long rider, that is pretty much the same picture as the picture of the plate, and that will give you an idea of what you're going to look at. Now, again, if you want to get that plate personalized a little bit more, there's going to be a little bit more of an added fee, and you can get the plate personalized. That's totally up to you. However, we need people to step up. We need people to take the ball and move forward so that we can make this happen. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't put this off for tomorrow, this off for the day after. This is something that we need you to do now so that you can become an active member of making this come to fruition. It's a part of history. And for many people that may be listening, it's a part of your history. And I definitely can say that because my grandfather was actually a Buffalo Soldier, and I'm very proud of that. He served in the 92nd Division. So I have the honor of, you know, actually being able to have dealt with and deal with a Buffalo Soldier. And there are Buffalo Soldiers that are still alive to this day, just like the Tuskegee Airmen. And ladies and gentlemen, again, these are great men that did great things. They've dealt with and had to suffer through slings and arrows that many of us can't even fathom. You know, they've stepped up to the plate so that we can have the opportunity to grow, to develop, and to be what we are. And it's because somebody else wasn't given that same opportunity, but they fought for us to give us that position. So to Terrence and to Joan, I definitely commend you. And to anybody that steps up, I commend you. Again, these two people have been doing most of the work to make this come to fruition. So we need to be big people, do what we need to do, and we need to step up and support them. Like we need to step up and support each other on a regular basis. It's an each one teach one world, ladies and gentlemen. And if we step up and do our part, the world will be a better place. But we've got to get out of that myopic view. We've got to stop making excuses to not take action. We need you to take action now. Right now, Joan's email and Terrence's email should be receiving messages from people saying, hey, I want to do this. Hey, I've downloaded the application. Hey, I've scanned the application. I can send it to you or talk to them and find out what else they need to go forward. Someone else has already done all the work. All you have to do now is step up and do the necessary thing to make this dream become a reality, so that you can display these plates on your vehicle. And you can get as many plates as you want. You don't have to just get one. If you've got four vehicles, guess what? You can put in four applications. If you've got friends, if you don't live in Virginia, but you know other people that live in Virginia that you think would appreciate this, we need you to share it with each one of those people. We need you to step up. We don't want Joan's work or Terrence's work or anybody else that's been actively involved in this work to go to waste. Also, this is an opportunity where you're ready to do the right things. Black History Month is right around the corner. We need to step up. We need to do what we need to do, and we need to take action not tomorrow, not in an hour from now, not next week. We need to take action right now to make this happen, because this plate is part of our history, and that history is what created you. I don't care what your present pay is or what your status is. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, short, whatever. It doesn't matter. We need you to step up and do the right thing. $10 is not going to hurt you. All right? We've got a whole lot of other things on our plates that mean nothing. This is something that means something. And with that, let me get off my soapbox. Go ahead, Terrence. I'm sorry.
But see, I'm just enjoying it. Also, let me add to that on the license plates. If you do request to have a personalized license plate, because this is a specialty type license plate, DMV is only allowing six digits versus the seven that you would get normally on any other license plates. So when you heard that right, when you fill out your applications, you see a box down there. And on the application, all you had to do is fill out the bottom part. The top part has already been filled out for you. You have to go down there, fill out your name, information, vehicle information, sign it, give me a call to let you know where to mail it to or send it to, because I don't want to put that out over the air, but you can always email me requesting my address. You can mail them up to me, because this is Virginia statewide, and I know it's a lot of us Virginians out there. But I digress. Let me get back. When you fill out this form for a personalized license plate, there's four boxes over there. You have to make sure you put down there your four choices. So if the first choice you put up there doesn't exist, they'll go to your second choice. So they're giving you plenty of opportunities to pick the personalized license plate that you want. Other than that, fill out your application. You don't have to fill out these boxes. Fill out your applications. Send it in to me. Put your $10 in the mail. If you're writing checks, please write your checks out to Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Club. Because once we get all 450 applications, in which I know this great state of Virginia is going to help us support this, once we get all 450 of them, we will cut just one check to send it to the DMV to help start creating this plate. Now, if for some strange reason, which I highly doubt it, if for some strange reason this vehicle plate does not pass, you will be refunded your money. We're not here to take your money. This is not a scam. This is actually has been moved forward. Again, go to the Virginia General Assembly, check out House Bill 1040, and you'll see the status and follow the development of this plate as we go along. Mr. Z?
Yes, sir. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we need your action, and we need you to act now to make this a reality. Again, just so that you know, Terrence already has my money. My form is already filled out, so I'm not just preaching, you know, and not following up. I've already taken action. Terrence has already taken action, and so does almost 200 other people have also already taken action. Now we need you to take action. And again, for those of you that already have one, again, we're more than welcome to get two or three or four. For those of you that have motorcycles, we got a plate for you, all right? We need you to step up and do the things that you need to do or that you truly want to do so that you can be a part of this. And we will be honored to see each and every person step up because, again, we've stepped up. And we haven't stepped up because we're going to get anything out of this. This is not about us. These are about people that have already done their part. In some cases, people that have given their lives so that we could be free, so that we could be able to walk the streets and talk the crap that we talk on a regular basis. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say talk the crap. But again, let's be real, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and do what we need to do. And I also send out to all Buffalo Soldiers organizations, especially in the Virginia area, you guys definitely all need to get on board. Not that anybody's not going to get on board, but you need to get on board. Not tomorrow, not the day after tomorrow, but today. For everybody that thinks that this is a valid and a great thing, Again, we need you to step up. You can give us comments on the show, on how you like the show or the information. You can contact either Terrence or Joan. Actually, I would prefer if you contact both of them. That way we can probably get back to you even quicker with the answer to whatever questions that you have. Both email addresses are there. Again, an actual picture of the plate is on the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers website, along with the link, and you would click, I believe it's VABS, license plate or plates, which is on the website. I don't have it in front of me right now, but you would click on that, and that will show you another link with the actual application from DMV, and it's a DMV application. It's not electronic, so you're going to have to print it out and do it manually, and also a picture of the actual plate. Let's not put it off, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we only get one shot at life, and if we don't get this passed, I don't know when you're going to get another shot or somebody else is going to forward this bill to actually happen. So we need you to step up. We need you to take the ball, and we need you to go ahead and swing. The ball is there. The pitcher is up. He's about to throw the ball. We know that you can hit a home run with it, and he's going to cheat. He's going to lob the ball to you. He's not going to pitch a curve. He's not going to pitch a speed ball. This ball is going to come off soft and easy. All you've got to do is hit it out the park. And with all of the people backing us, this ball should go into the next park in the next stadium. So, with that said, if anybody's got any questions, please feel free to step up and speak and let us know what's going on and what it is that you'd like to share. If you want the personalized plates, again, like Terrence said, you have several choices. Now, you want to get yours in because if somebody else beats you to your choice, whose fault is that? That's your fault. Why? Because you failed to act in a timely fashion. So I'm hoping that everybody's going to act in a timely fashion and get that plate and get their plate done and get yours done. Be the first on your block, so to speak. Be the first in your neighborhood, so to speak. Step up and show us what you're made of because we're ready. And like I said, ours is already out there. We're just waiting for you. Terrence?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's right. And if you can't get onto the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldier website for any odd reason, please look at mine or Joan's email address. Contact us. We'll be more than happy to send you a picture of the proposed plate design along with the application. And as Mrs. Z said, this is a PDF file, so you will have to download it or print it out, fill it out, put it in the mail, email me for my address. I'll send you my address. You can email it to my house. You email it to my work address. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Our opportunity has come now. Please jump on board with this. This is our opportunity. This is our opportunity to help create legislation, not only just a plate. This helps to move legislation forward in the direction that we would like it to go. So please, again, I applaud you. Jump on board. I know you're willing to support this. I know you want to support this because, again, like Mrs. Z said, it's not about us. It's about our fallen ancestors, about our fallen heroes, the ones who paved the way for America to be what it is today. We should be very proud of them, for if it wasn't for them, who knows where we'd be sitting at right now.
That's very correct. Anyway, again, ladies and gentlemen, first off, Terrence, thank you very much for speaking and for sharing this information. Again, let's honor not only the 9th and 10th Cavalry, but all of our U.S. military. And let's also honor all of those that have come before us and, again, given the ultimate sacrifice. They've sacrificed their lives. So the famous Buffalo Soldiers and the Tuskegee Airmen, these guys are just, they're the pioneers. Again, on behalf of the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, the Buffalo Soldiers and the Black Cavalry family, and Terrence and Joan and the Zurian Show, we want to thank you for listening to what we've actually shared with you today. Terrence, it has been an honor. And, you know, I look forward to seeing these plates on my motorcycles and on my cars. But ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for your time, and we hope that we've brought information to you that is useful and that you get something out of. Please share this with each and every person that you can, and share this link. Let's make this go viral, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make this go viral. Let's make this thing happen. With that said and done, Terrence, again, thank you. And listeners, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Everybody have a great and wonderful life, and we hope to hear from you. We'll be looking for those applications, ladies and gentlemen, along with that payment. Take care.
Thank you, Mr. Z.